This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0 and as part of our Connect Community podcast series. You're listening to Roseanne Murray, and it is my pleasure to have in the studio with us today Jay Wainui, who is the interim CEO, Pau Whakahaere, from the Kerikeri Roa Family Services Trust. Welcome.
Tēnā kore.
Lovely to have you here today, and it was awesome actually to initially meet up with you last night.
Yes.
At this amazing Trusty Tinder event, which we might have time to talk a little bit more about later on, where we brought together a lot of community organisations and then a lot of people from the sector who are potentially looking for a role as a trustee and able to give back to the community. So, yeah, no, it was a fantastic night indeed. So, Jay, maybe we'll start off with, tell us a little bit about the Kerikeri Roa Family Services Trust.
Absolutely. O I te tuatahi e mihi kau atu ana ki a koutou katoa, kua whakarongo mai nei ki tēnei reo irirangi o tira ki a koe te kaihautu o tēnei kaupapa. Ko Jay Wainui tōku ingoa, ko ahau te pau whakahaere matua o Kerikeri Roa Family Services Trust. G'day everyone, my name is Jay Wainui and I'm very privileged to be the interim CEO for Kerikeri Roa Family Services Trust. We're a kaupapa Māori organisation, tamariki-centred, that shows up where people are, connects the dots across services and sticks around just long enough until things are a little bit steadier. So, quick intro there.
That's a very quick intro, but lovely intro as it is. Thank you. So maybe we can just tell our listeners a little bit about, you know, some of the services that you do provide out there.
Absolutely. So, look, we have a ramp of services. At my last count, 14.
Wow.
I prefer to sort of describe our services along the spectrum of community support. So all the way down the left-hand side of the spectrum, we deal with transitional housing, helping whānau to move out of emergency housing into transitional, and hopefully, even though there is a lot of struggles across our nation at the moment for housing, into their own independent rental. So we walk alongside them all the way through in connecting the services. Stepping into parenthood, so new mama, new papa, mothers and fathers who are new parents wanting to know how to do certain things here and there, engaging their tamariki into ECE, kohanga reo, or even school, right through to the more challenging aspects of being a parent and growing up, I suppose, without all of these supports that one would otherwise need to really provide that steady lifestyle. So there's quite a wide spectrum of services we provide.
Sounds like it, and 14 of them.
Yeah,
yes. that's quite a few, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so you must have quite a good staff, number of staff.
Yes, we've got 84.
Wow.
Hoping to welcome on another 5 in a few weeks in joining up our whānau order services, which is a program that's connected to Te Puni Kōkiri. So, yeah, we're growing in a number.
Right. Must be bursting at the seams.
Yes, we are.
And indeed. Maybe if we can just talk specifically about a couple of the services that you provide. And I suppose one in particular is for, like, new parents.
Yes.
You know, and, of course, there's no manual, is there, really?
No,
I mean,
no.
Well, you know, you can go on internet and Google a lot of different things and, you know, sort of gives you the ideology of what it's like.
Absolutely.
But for a lot, and maybe if they haven't got the support services around them, it must be quite hard. So maybe you can just tell us a little bit about, you know, what sort of what people can expect, you know, from that service that
Absolutely.
You do provide. Sorry if I'm putting you on the spot.
No, not at all. I think, look, it would be remiss of me not to, I suppose, acknowledge our founding services, which of course was the establishment of KFST, as we call it. So in 99, three kaupapa Māori community trusts got together. Those are Te Kōhao Health, Specialist Education Trust, alongside a kaumātua whāngai, got together to align themselves with a program that was rolling out of Child, Youth and Family at the time, O Ringa Tamariki today, called the Family Start Program. So that program was a parent help line, come into the office sort of program, covering all of the sort of supports that you would want to offer new parents at whatever stage of life or economic growth that they were at. So Family Start is a program set up in 1999 all the way through to today. We now call it two things, really, Te Kura Wai Tauawhi and Te Waka Tamariki. So Te Kura Wai Tauawhi is a team of 16 social workers and ECE workers that we're really privileged to have at KFST, who focus on the right end of the spectrum, I would say, alongside our Te Waka Tamariki team. Same sort of folks in there, social workers, ECE, ex-teachers, who focus on the parent services. So whether it be, I suppose their mahi and our mahi is to get alongside the parents, not making decisions for them, but being tamariki-centred, walking alongside them in services and going around services. I think a big thing for our parents, because look, there's so many community services out there, either offered by government agencies or NGOs, but a huge barrier, of course, and the barriers are just growing and growing and growing every year, as we've seen, and as is obvious in the current climates of community, getting out of the house can at times be a boundary. So our team go to their houses. And, you know, we set up the play services, teaching them that, you know, our tamariki learn best when they're playing and all of those sorts of things, trying to work them outside of the house. We'll put them all in a van and take them to wherever they need to go. So it's about helping them to feel a little bit more connected, doing all the hard work and connecting the dots of services so they're not feeling like, I don't know if you've ever seen Jupiter Ascending, you know, you're sort of sent here, there and everywhere just to get to the same, and we don't want that. We want them to feel listened to, not processed. So that's our Family Start program there.
Oh no, look, sounds like an invaluable service. I think you're going to be inundated still with people out there needing that type of support. Another area is you have a service focused around the rangatahi themselves.
So we have our rangatahi hub that was a passion project set up by my previous CE and, of course, our board. I set up in 79 Norton Road. So we have a fully dedicated hub, as we call it, which is a rangatahi service for rangatahi who, unfortunately, on the most part, are disengaged from education. Are doing all sorts of things during the day. What we wanted to do is create a place for them where we could get them out of the mischief things that sometimes they're engaging in and try and plug them in with the multitudes of service that are available within Waikato that they wouldn't voluntarily or otherwise walk across. Because, you know, it can be scary walking into a youth service sometimes or going into MSD even to try and connect with a career advisor. We make it a little bit more casual there, send them down and it's a service.
I've driven past here a few times and I think there's even a basketball hoop outside, isn't there?
Yes, absolutely.
Good way to get them in. And look, it's, you know, just creates, sort of breaks down some of those barriers, doesn't
it? That's right.
Maybe if it's something that's passionate and just something to do. I think it's that sense of belonging that you're probably also trying to create, isn't it?
Yeah, and we really give them free range, you know.
Rightly or wrongly.
Rightly or wrongly. I made the mistake of letting them paint one of the rooms, and goodness, mistake or otherwise, I don't know, but it's...
Interesting.
Interesting. A whole lot of colours, I'll put it that way.
Friends of mine, they had sort of a rumpus room sort of thing, and they allowed their daughters to do the same sort of thing. So I think it ended up black and white, like checkered board, black and white checkered board. And, you know, if you came in, you know, even if you're just tired, you know, and sort of turned the light on, it's like, ooh, catches you a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I think the other one decided she wanted to do all fishes and different sort of things like that. So, hey, they're going to express themselves, I suppose, at some stage.
That's right.
Yeah. Indeed. All right. I was really interested when I was Looking on your website, actually, obviously one of the other services is, and you've probably talked a little bit around, you know, that whole wraparound support, the kāinga grua,
yes,
service, and obviously around that homelessness you've talked a little bit about. And it is a challenge out there, isn't it,
big
unfortunately?
Challenge. A very big challenge. So our kāinga grua service was actually originally set up and assisted immensely by Professor Poliata Tōkā, who is a public health physician based mm-hmm. out of Waikato University. Evidence-based, looking at, hey, let's not just set up a transitional housing service, let's try and see what are our rangatahi, parents, and otherwise what are they experiencing, and how can we let them sort of feed into the services that we're going to set up. So Kaingarua, we have 46 residences, spread all across the Waikato, mm-hmm. From standalone independent homes through to some papa kāinga or shared living setups. One is just behind our youth hub, so we have a papa mm-hmm. kāinga there that is focused around hapu māma. So we have five mums are usually living there, and then our day street residence, we have about 22 bedrooms all in a shared living sort of area, two kitchens and whatnot. So, we have a very high turnover and unfortunately a very long wait list as well as the need in our community sort of expands and expands even more. But even if you're on our wait list and we don't necessarily have a free room for you, we will still set our advisors out and get them to walk alongside you, meeting with Kāinga Ora, meeting with the Ministry of Housing and Urban Development, trying to get some better outcomes for whānau to get them out of emergency housing, really.
Mm. Yep. Yes, and unless you've actually been able to walk in those shoes of those young people, it's hard to appreciate the challenge,
That's
isn't
right.
it, you know, of trying to work across all the different sort of agencies
yes.
Out there and probably get some knockbacks along the way.
That's right.
And also too, especially if they've just had a young child, you know, sort of having to deal with, you know, the young child as well. So it's great to hear that support is out there. And I'll ask you again before we finish, but
yes.
just maybe now, just to put you on the spot, if anyone is listening mm-hmm. and wants to know more about how they can contact you, mm-hmm. what are the best contact details?
Oh, please look. Google.
Yeah,
I would say plug our name into Google, Kirikiriroa Family Services Trust. You'll be able to go into our website. All of our information is found there, and even better, you can self-refer. So we have a little tab there that says self-refer, put your information, and that shoots through to our team, and we'll get a hold of you as soon as we can.
Right. Yeah. That's a great way to do it. So for those that are listening, yep, Kirikiriroa Family Services Trust, just go to Dr. Google, and and they'll be able to give you all those contact details. So what have you got coming up? What are sort of some key focus areas for your organisation?
Look, if I can, and I won't necessarily repeat myself in terms of services, but I'm Te Haumirimiri Ngako Mokopuna, or our intensive care, intensive intervention care program, which we partner with Oranga Tamariki in, mm-hmm. and alongside our partners Kote Pacifica and Te Oho Mai. We have an amazing kaupapa coming up in the next few months where we're going to celebrate at our Tamariki, hopefully in the summer. We're still mm-hmm. wanting to make sure that all the fields are dry
mm-hmm.
so we can enjoy that. But to the program, to be really frank with you, hey, we work with whānau and tamariki who are at the critical end mm. of things. So what we're trying to do is really get the trust out there. We work on a voluntary basis with that program instead of a mandatory one.
Mm-hmm.
And look, when people are coming to you and asking for the help first, impacts are always more positive.
Yeah.
So look out for look out in the media, social media, all of those sorts of things. We'll be celebrating that and wanting to get their program and our partnership out there, because we're here and we're wanting to help whānau.
Great to hear that you've got a lot of partnerships
yes.
in place with Kote Pacifica, and ironically that's where we were last
yes.
night at the
yes,
amazing, beautiful Whale. Because I think, you know, looking at partnerships, you know, collaboration opportunities, you know, I think you can just, your impact can just be so more meaningful and far-reaching, can't
That's right.
it?
That's right.
Yeah.
Look, we've been telling the government for many years now, we don't necessarily have all of the the barriers in terms of going from A to B. We can really get there and respond faster. So let us drive, let the community drive.
Yeah.
Get our collabs out there.
Yes, and I think, you know, if that's one of the things that, dare I say, unfortunately with COVID, that a benefit or positive that came out of it was just showing, especially all of our kaupapa Māori organisations, that actually can actually get out there and make things happen and actually have the connections and the reach.
That's right.
And more people are probably likely to trust you and you know, take that step to come to you rather than any other mainstream type of an agency, isn't it?
Totally agree.
Mm. Yeah. And so what else you got in the pipeline? I'm sure there's so much happening out there for you at the moment.
Oh, there is a lot happening. Look, we're looking forward to reconnecting, of course, with Tainui and our beautiful Ariki Nui Queenie Ngā Waihonui Te Pō, who actually signed our papers for Te Haumarimiri Ngākau Mokopuna, and wanting to again get this event, get this service out there to really build that trust. In the summer months, look, we do a lot of events. We have for Halloween, you know, Halloween's coming out, not quite summer, sort of spring, summer-ish.
Was that the end of October, isn't it? Yeah, somewhere around there.
Well, we'll be based at one of the local high schools, inviting parents and community partners to make it a little bit safer for our tamariki, but we'll park a whole lot of cars in the middle of the field, open the trunks and create some satellite home Halloween sort of trunk parties so they can walk around the field safely, get some lollies and trickle on down to mum and dad and go back, hopefully with not too many sugars.
I know, go home and have too big a sugar rush.
That's right.
Yes,
right.
That's the only challenge, isn't it? That's a fantastic idea, and obviously it's all around looking at how we can keep our tamariki safe.
Yes.
To do something like that. But it's also, I think, bringing everyone together as well, isn't it?
That's right.
So, no, I think that sounds a great idea to create a little bit of magic out there.
Very much.
So watch the space
That
one. Yeah, indeed. I think we need to do more of that. And I know a lot of the community houses are trying to sort of bring the communities together and utilising those sort of same sort of themed events, I suppose, to bring the people together. Because unfortunately, it's not as safe out there these days, is it? Walking the streets, knocking on doors as it used to be, probably back in your time and then way back into my time. Yeah. Oh, no, that sounds great. So who comes up with those ideas? You've got a team that specifically works in that space?
Absolutely.
Just
look,
everyone?
Look, I'd like to take credit for a lot of that, but all of this mahi, the cadence and honore, or what I would call kororia, would go to my team, our marketing team, our administration team, the lovely Winnie, who's usually out there organising our events. They're the ones who really drive this, and everything is available on our Facebook page, social media, website.
Right, yes, we need to do a big shout out to Winnie, don't we? Because it was Winnie that actually voluntold you that you were going to be coming along being a part of this podcast recording. So thank you to Winnie for connecting us all up in that space. Yeah. So we've still got a little bit of time left. So maybe anything else that you'd like to share with us that we haven't yet covered? Is there sort of, any plug you want to do out there? And I know, you know, maybe a plug for if anyone out there is interested who maybe as a potential trustee.
Absolutely. Look, I really have to acknowledge Waikato Trust, Alan Chu, for pulling together Trustee Tinder,
I know, crazy, eh?
Look, first of its kind. I've lived a few places in the past few years, been to various sort of recruitment campaigns for board trustees and directors, and never have I ever come across a Trustee Tinder. And what an awesome way to bring people together in a formal but casual way.
Mm.
So a huge shout out to you, Alan, and Waikato Trust. Really, really appreciated that.
Yeah, no, it was great. So obviously you are looking for trustees.
Yes,
and I know you
yes.
had a lot of people. Every time I came to talk to you last night, because it was quite ironic when I knew you were there, and I was going, oh, I'll go up and just introduce myself to Jay. So it's not such a cold call today when we caught up. But every time I came over, there were so many people at your table. I was like hovering.
We had a very long line, and I'd blame that all on our new chief of partnerships, Aroha Te Kanawa, because she had about five people at the end of the table. one time, all in fits of laughter. I had to ask myself, are you guys talking about organisation or are you guys making jokes? But no, we are definitely looking for more trustees. We've had our recruitment phase that is being led out by our chair, board chair, Rachel Stevenson. In the next few months, that'll be sort of advertised and placed up. It was really nice to get... Oh, I think we got maybe 12 names, even had two CVs handed. I was very humbled.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, really experienced, up there, community, corporate world people who were willing to really come and say, hey, is there anything I can do? I've got all of these skills, connections to really help and further the kaupapa that you guys have, which is tamariki to tamariki ora.
Yeah. Mm. And look, it's, you know, like, yes, there's a commitment, but it's, you know, it's not like a commitment where you're sort of involved in a maybe, dare I say, some sports where it's a whole season or a whole year or something like that. You know, it's, you know, obviously just a little bit of your time to commit. But being a part of such an amazing kaupapa, I know personally, it's just, yeah, you know, it's sort of an experience or a feeling that's hard to put into words, really,
isn't it?
But the opportunity to be able to give back to community and just utilise some of your skills that you've learnt along the way, and the community sector are just so appreciative of that, aren't they?
Hugely. I wouldn't have the words to describe how, I suppose, at the strategic governance level, having that leadership as a CE, and I wouldn't say I'm that much of an experienced executive leader, but it makes it so much easier when you have a broad spectrum of governance leaders, thought leaders in their field. It doesn't always have to relate to what might be obvious about the organisation either. I think, you know, we're about community impact, but I spoke to a microbiologist last night. We had doctors. We had all sorts of people who came in to really koha, or, you know, gift us their names and their contact details to bring their expertise and to help our kaupapa get a little bit further. And also sometimes highlighting our gaps and the blind spots. We all have them, you know. As much as what I'm learning as an interim CEO is, and I knew this before anyways, we don't know everything. We don't have all the answers. You know, quite often just a person trying to weave things together. But
Sometimes you're like the conductor.
That's right.
Yes. And look, I think, you know, having had a previous sort of leadership role myself, I think it's paramount to actually go, I don't actually know everything, you know. You know, it's, you know, more about how you lead your team.
That's right.
And they're the ones that have, you know, probably got the knowledge and the skill sets out there. And, you know, as you say, just sort of weaving them all together to create that, you know, real positive impact out there on our communities. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, we've still got about 5 minutes to go. Mm-hmm. So, what else can you share with us, Jay?
Look, I suppose, you know, I've had a bit of a warm-up now, so there are a few things I'd like to touch on, but maybe to end, and it may take up the 5 minutes, tamariki tu, tamariki ora.
Mm-hmm.
So KFST, as the trust, have, you know, really experienced some amazing growth in the previous 7 years, and I suppose the mantra, which is tamariki tu, tamariki ora, which I suppose the closest translation I could give for you, to you for that, would be a secure, a safe, a supported child is able to do that themselves and continue that into life and impact the communities, the families that they're going to be in. So children's voice is first for us. So it's not only a mantra, it's also going to be the name of our new business entity that will be opening as a subsidiary.
Right.
And the new financial year, tamariki tu, tamariki ora. So really, really excited to, I suppose, put the word out there to, as we were doing last night, bring in some thought leaders in the community, nationally, even internationally. We had a few folks write their names down. We were very, very privileged. Manya Gallagher, thank you very much if you're listening. To help us, I suppose, set that up. And tamariki tu, tamariki ora will be the name of the subsidiary. And, of course, practically, as we look to open satellite offices in Taitokero, Northland, Tāmaki, Auckland, we've got one in Waikato already, to Manawataki, which is a very large area from Taranaki to Tairawhiti all the way down to Wellington.
That is a large area, yeah.
Very large. And, of course, to Waipounamu. we can't necessarily, well, I suppose you could arguably, but you can't have a Kitty Kitty Door Family Services Trust in those areas because we're outside of Kitty Kitty Door.
Yeah.
So having Tamariki Tū, Tamariki Ora as that name, and more than a name as a kaupapa, I think is quite important. The other thing is, look, we've been, our THNM program, or Te Hau Miri Miri Ngako Mokopuna, we've had the Independent Child's Monitor in to visit us, and we're incredibly humbled to be told our partnership between Kotea, between Tu Oho Mai, Oranga Tamariki Waikato, and of course ourselves, KFST, our program is the only one working nationally.
Oh, that is just amazing.
Yeah. So to hear that, and for also other regions to hear that, they're calling for this kaupapa to be in their regions to really help that critical end of the spectrum of whānau and tamarikis especially who need our assistance. So yeah. I suppose.
Oh, that's awesome. And probably just one point I took from your website is this amazing, these amazing words from Dame Whena Kutapa.
Yes.
take care of our children, take care of what they hear, take care of what they see, take care of what they feel. For how the children grow, so will the shape of Aotearoa.
Absolutely.
Just amazing words, aren't they?
They're very amazing words from our beautiful fire from the north. And quite often, it's funny you say that, because I quite often refer to her in our whakatau, our welcome of new whānau members to our organisation. One of the most famous whakatauki or Māori proverbs is he aha te mea nui te, o te ao, he tangata, he tangata, he tangata. What is the most important thing in the world? It is people, it is people, it is people. I be cheeky and I'll claim my ngāpuhi whakapapa or my connections to Te Tai Tukere and being able to change the he tangata, he tangata, he tangata. For our kaupapa, it's he tamariki, he tamariki, he tamariki. So, yeah, really,
right.
Really privileged to follow that.
Yeah, no, totally, yeah, indeed. All right, so probably just quickly again, if anyone's wanting to contact the Kirikirira Family Services Trust for some support, obviously you're saying just go to Google.
Absolutely.
Look it up.
You can give people the name and the www dot, but Google's the easiest way, particularly for our, and our kids. I tell you, they can work YouTube and Google better than I could when I was that age.
But and obviously you've got all the social media platforms out there.
Absolutely.
Facebook, Instagram.
Yes, the whole ramp of it.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You might even have some TikTok videos out there, do you?
I'm not. I better check in with Winnie. I don't know.
You never know by the sounds of things. Might have those indeed. Hey, that's great. Look, we're just about running out of time. Any last minute sort of thought from you?
I suppose a closed call to action. If you're listening and want to help, partner with us. Refer early and back prevention. If you're a whānau member who needs support, kei konei mātou, will meet you where you are.
Ah, awesome words. Thank you, Jay. So thank you, everyone. You've been listening to Roseanne from Community Waikato and my guest in the studio today, Jay Wainui from the Kirikirira Family Services Trust. Thank you. It's been a privilege having you with me today to kuerero all about your organisation.
So,
ka kite, everyone. Thank you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.